Hey guys, before we get started, just want to make an announcement. The holidays are coming up, guys, and yes, this episode right now on iTunes does get cut off about in the 10 to 15 minute range. We've made this announcement a few times, but we are behind a paywall now. We are all the episodes are on Patreon. So if you would like to listen to the full episode, it is $1. We're talking $12 a tip. That's all it is. It's a tip to the show. $12 for all the free content you've had. Sign up on patreon.com/mpga if you want the full episodes. And we're talking $12 for the year to hear every single episode. And guys, well, you know what?
$1 a month if you want to, can't, you know, it's all you do, $1 a month. If you don't have the full 12, $1 a month.
That's it.
They actually don't let you do cheaper than that on Patreon.
No, that's right. So it's $1 a month, guys. One single dollar a month. You can put, you know, I don't know, a quarter away every single week, and then you have that dollar for the month. One quarter a week. That's all it is. And then you get all the episodes.
If you see the Tooth Fairy in your neighborhood, beat her up. You've got Patreon for years.
These guys, you missed the debate last week. We got election night coming up, and the voting begins on the 26th. And if you want to sign up, you know, you're a $1 member right now. You know what? Holidays are coming up. Treat yourself. Buy yourself a Kwanzaa gift, a Christmas gift, a Hanukkah gift, whatever kind of gift. If you have no one you follow, just buy yourself something for the end of the year and go to the $5 level or the $10 level and get hundreds of hours. Even give it a month chance, because you won't get through the hundreds of hours in a month. It's like, you know, Succession, you know, that show Succession ended, and I've been binging and watching every episode, and it's so overrated. Not like this show, okay? You will get your money's worth for all the Fred Trump traditions, all the special guests,
You know what I'd prefer? If the tech stuff just didn't know pop culture rather than making horrible pop culture takes. What a horrible
I've been binge watching it, and it's so overrated. So that's all I'm saying.
What a horrible take. An absolutely disgraceful take.
Well, guys, sign up for the Patreon. Don't be a ball tickler. Patreon.com/MPGA.
Go up any level from ball ticket, even the rhinos at $1. But I got to say, we've been doing this show since 2018. It's a long time, 5.5 years now. It's your patriotic duty to support this show, because nobody else is fighting the radical left through podcasts. Nobody's doing it as strongly as we are. So support your still president and enjoy yourself in the month of December. How about you treat yourself? I mean, there's literally 30 plus bonus videos that nobody's ever seen. Nobody's ever seen these videos except Patreon people. There's, I don't know, 60 movie reviews. There's, Raging Brett podcast, Mitch podcast, Ron DeSantis podcast. I mean, even though I hate him, he's Ron DeSuckass. But it is literally like a hidden world. And it's, if you think we're raw on this, where we go sort of R, we have a hard R if you were to rate this as a movie, it's total NC-17 on the Patreon.
So jump on board, Ball Ticklers, and spread the word. It's the holidays. Spread the love. And now to the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you doing this week? How are you doing today?
I just want to make sure one thing, tech stuff, and I'm doing very strongly as always. I just realized that, did you tell the people, you know, because we have some simple people, great patrons, mm-hmm. but did you tell them the episodes, it was confusing some people, some not so nice people, by the way, where the episode cuts off. The episode cuts off because that's the ball tickle. If you want the full hard shaft with yogurt at the end, the full episode, you got to join any of the levels of Patreon, or levels, even the $1 level. But I wasn't sure if you, because there was some confusion, even though we always say it. There was some confusion.
Yeah,
We
some,
want to be
some
nice.
nasty messages. Some nasty messages for some
You know,
people
not
over
everybody,
the last
some
few
people,
weeks.
you know, some members of, we support our troops, or some members of the Mountain Dew Army, you know, they get a little too high on their own supply and they get raged and confused and don't know what the hell they're doing. And they talk nasty to their president, but we forgive, like strong Christians. Are you a Christian? Okay, well, everybody, Tech Stuff does not forgive. Okay, he's a very mean
I don't
non-Christian.
forgive any of the ball ticklers.
Okay, well, your president does, unless you send nasty messages. So when that episode stops and you go, what happened? I haven't been paying attention to the last 15 weeks of the show. What happened? It's because you got to pay to play. And it's, I know, it's an incredible amount of money. $1 a month is practically, it's $1 away from being free. It's the lowest amount that Patreon will allow a per. When you do $1 on Patreon, you know what they do, people? I'm asking the people. They say, we recommend you go up to $3. Because they're saying $1. What are you, stupid? And I say, well, no, we're just trying to give our people a little bit, a little, you know, incentivize them and to support us. Because, you know, Truth Social isn't doing so strongly. So we have to build up this show because it's the last place for true freedom in podcasting.
Mr. President, now that we are a few days away from the presidential debate where we had Alex's iPhone G and we had Michael C, and then during the debate, a third party threw his hat into the ring, and that was Nick Wilson. And there was a three-party race right now. I want to know your reactions after you had some time to marinate
once again,
on it.
Tech Stuff, once again, since most of our listeners are not at that level, this is the Patreon presidency, not the real presidency,
yes,
which I've already won
Patreon
twice.
Presidency, of course, of course.
Now, it's very exciting. It's its own world. It's a beautiful, you know, they talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The Trump Patreon Cinematic Universe is pretty strong, probably the best there is.
And the Patreon message board has been blowing up the last few days with Michael C. really campaigning hard. Alex's iPhone G, kind of a couple of counter punches here and there. But Michael C. really running this board. Nick Wilson staying pretty quiet for the most part. Do you think the extra campaigning on Patreon is going to help or hurt the candidates?
Well, I don't think it's, I don't know. I can't speak to it. I think a little bit of campaigning is good. If you do too much, people will be like, that's too much.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 and over and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online. Real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Well, like I said before, on the 26th, the voting poll will be open for 4 days. And then on election night, we'll have
I think the
speak
ball
to the candidates.
The ball ticklers have now stopped listening. Let's get to the topics.
Not yet, but I'll let you know. we'll get to a topic in 1 second, but I just want to say that you will have 4 days to vote, and then on election night, for our election night, on the 30th, we will reveal the new Patreon president and vice president, let them speak, have speeches, and I'm sure we'll have some fun surprises along the way.
You see, the reason you could have put this later in the episode is because only the Patreon people can vote. So if they join, then they can hear that. But now they've stopped. They said, why is the show all infomercial? What is this, Mike Lindell's podcast?
Well, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, 81 years old, an 81-year-old president. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. You know, we wouldn't see, I don't think we'd ever see an 81-year-old president again unless I get elected and live until my third year in office in my next term. Other than that, we'll never see it again. The country would never have a man that old unless I get elected, and then I'll be an 81-year-old president. But that's okay in my case. Now, Sleepy Joe is 147 years old, and nobody's telling the truth. I'm a Biden age truther, okay? A bat, we call ourselves. And the man's 147. He actually owned slaves. Nobody talks about this. He actually owned slaves. And it wasn't legal anymore. It wasn't legal. And yet in the 1880s, he still had slaves. How about that? 147 years old, total disgrace. And nobody wants to talk about the total racism and slavery of Sleepy Joe. Nobody talks about that. Wonder why. Wonder why.
Also, didn't you have some classified documents and you got hosed for all these classified documents? Are they going to let him skate on these classified documents?
No, they are going to let him skate. And you know what they said? They said, oh, we discovered a few documents. And when we saw them, he turned them over right away. He didn't know he had them. And they're saying that's different from me just because I lied and kept them. It's no difference. There's no difference. It was, and in fact, I'm, you know, off the podcast record.
Of course, we're off.
I'm keeping extra documents just because I think I've been treated so unfairly. So I'm still keeping classified documents that I haven't told them about. So, you know what? If you treat Sleepy Joe a certain way and you don't treat me that way, then I have to punish you. So strolling documents still in my possession. Come to Mar-a-Lago and I'll show them to you for the right price. Total patriotism. Okay, back on the record, please.
We are back on the record. Biden, Sleepy Joe is still losing to you in the polls. This is no surprise to you, but I don't know if this is surprising to you. Very surprising to me that Sleepy Joe is also losing to you with young voters, these young, woke, Gen Z voters are trying to make America great again instead of sleepy again. What are your thoughts on that?
No, it's great. It's you know, I have to thank China with TikTok because it's really made our young people very stupid. And you know, what would you rather listen to if you're a young moron on a bus scrolling TikTok instead of reading a book or doing school or making eye contact with another human being? What would you rather do? You scroll TikTok. Oh, here's Sleepy Joe's economic advisor telling us why the job market is strong and why numbers. And then you flip and, oh, here's Trump saying Sleepy Joe's old and doesn't get it. What's going to appeal to you more if you have a TikTok brain? It's going to be my strong message of shut up, old guy. And they go, yeah, he gets me. Trump gets me. So it's great. It's great to see our young people more. They're more energized, but have more ADD and less brain power than anybody ever before. So thank you, TikTok. I was going to ban TikTok, but now I see it's making our young people very stupid, which is strong because stupid people tend to just be simple. You know, you can't do complicated things on TikTok. You can do simple things. You can lip sync a song, you can show off your tits, and you can listen to strong Republican messages.